New research led by UW-Madison has revealed some fascinating information about one of the world's tiny but mighty little creatures, ants. A lot of ants are farmers, over 250 species of them, in fact, and in evolutionary terms, ants were very early adopters of farming. According to this new research, they figured out how to make the right partnerships to keep their crops thriving. Cameron Curry is the Ira L. Baldwin Professor of Bacteriology at UW-Madison. He's one of the lead researchers on this project, studying how ants created a relationship with bacteria to become successful fungus farmers. Cameron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, give us the time frame, first of all, of the particular ants you're looking at here.
So the ants we study are a tribe of ants that include, as you said, about 250 species that the estimate is that they evolved to do this fungus gardening and fungus growing about 50 to 65 million years ago.
Right. And people may be hearing this and not really thinking of ants as farmers, but they do a fair amount of different kinds of ant agriculture.
Yeah. In fact, our current available evidence suggests that they probably were the first farmers or some other groups of insects that will grow their own food. But these ants are one of the best examples of in nature of farming.
And this new research involves amber, right?
Yeah.
Ants caught in amber. Amber is this amazing thing. It seems like every few weeks we're finding cool information from the past trapped in amber. What are we looking at in this amber here?
So in terms of the study from the amber perspective, we got material for, that was captured from Dominican amber. These ants were embedded in the amber, estimated 15 to 20 million years ago. And what's really incredible about this is that we could see the microbial symbiont that we work on embedded within the amber. So what this means is that the ants were associating with this microbe 15 to 20 million years ago.
And talk about this relationship. Now, the ants are growing some kind of fungus, first of all.
Yes.
So what? Talk about the fungus and ant agriculture as it relates to them.
So the ants, you know, it's actually an incredibly fascinating and complex association. So the ants grow fungus for food, like we grow plants for our food. They cultivate.
Or we even grow mushrooms. We grow some fungus of our own.
We do. And like human farmers, the ants have problems with agricultural diseases, so pests of their fungus garden. And this pathogen is another fungus that attacks and consumes the fungus the ants are culturing. And if this fungus grows, it can grow very rapidly and completely devastate the fungus garden of the ants. So the organism we were focused on is actually a fourth player in the system. So it's actually bacteria the ants use that produces antibiotics that helps protect the fungus from the pathogenic fungus.
And part of the interesting story is, if I have this right, the ants, if their body shape evolved to have little nooks and crannies for this helpful bacteria that helps stop this blight?
Yeah, so the major aspect of the study is kind of studying these structures. And these structures, in some ants, can be incredibly elaborate. And in one way of thinking about it is that the ants can be completely outlined with crypts or cavities. So these are kind of embedded within the exoskeleton of the ant. And inside the cavity is where the bacteria grows. And so these structures have changed in incredible ways over the 50, 65 million years of this association.
So you've got a time scale over millions of years of how these ants change, their bodies actually change to be better carriers of this helpful bacteria?
Yeah. And if you're a researcher on ants, these changes are incredibly elaborate and fascinating, and there's many different varieties of changes in the structure. But what's really exciting for us is that the changes in the structure and the multiple origins of these structures indicate these ants have been using these bacteria for production antibiotics for tens of millions of years. And that's what's particularly exciting about our study.
Right. And this is this interesting study in evolution. And it didn't happen just once, you're saying.
Yeah. So originally, we've known about these antibiotic-producing bacteria for almost two decades now. And originally, it was thought it originated once in the association. It maybe originated, you know, relatively recently or maybe 10 million years ago. We weren't really sure. But what we show is that Not only did it evolve at the very early origin of this association, was, you know, therefore indicating it's really critical, the success of the growing of the fungus garden by the ants, but that there's multiple origins of the structures that maintain it across the evolutionary history of the association. And that indicates that there's strong selection on the ants to protect their bacterial symbiont.
So the ants have this evolutionary pressure in effect. The better a carrier they are for this bacteria, the happier a home they provide, the more likely they are to have a successful fungus crop and then live.
Yeah.
What's in it for the bacteria? Do we know if the bacteria are evolving to be happier to be with these ants that bring them to the food they want?
Yes, that's a great question. So the bacteria are only known to be certain members of these bacteria are only known to be associated with the ants. So the ants provide the niche where these bacteria occur. So that's a major benefit. But the other benefit they receive from the ants is, under these elaborate structures inside the ant are actual gland cells that are connected to these crypts and these cavities through little channels, and the ants through the glands are feeding the bacteria. So the nutrients for the bacteria are derived from the ants. So it's really ants cultivating and culturing bacteria with on and in their bodies to produce these antibiotics.
And the story I'm hearing here is evolution in some ways works more complicated ways than I learned it. You know, we learned the gazelle runs faster to get away from the cheetah runs faster to catch up with the gazelle. Yeah. These are different species co-evolving together, sort of competing with yet a third and fourth species, the two different kinds of fungus.
Yeah, it's a whole community of organisms that, you know, play different roles. And one of the fascinating aspects of, you know, microbiology right now is the recognition of the importance of beneficial microbes and the complexities of communities. As you may know, there's a lot of research going on the human microbiome and the microbes on our skin and our mouths and our nose and in our guts, mediating human health. And so this is a really great system for understanding how hosts and beneficial microbes evolve.
So we might be interested as humans in studying things like how microbiomes can help us fight different kinds of disease, especially in the world of antibiotic resistance.
Yeah, and that's a major part of the research we do in the lab is thinking about understanding antibiotic resistance in this system, but also we look for new antibiotics from these bacteria in the ants. We've discovered a number of new compounds produced by these bacteria that have antimicrobial properties that we're exploring as new antimicrobial drug leads.
And maybe are there lessons here just briefly for agriculture? If they were fighting fungus, we're trying to fight some kinds of fungus.
Yeah, there's the potential for some of the compounds to be used, and there's also the potential to understand how the ants deal with resistance, and informing on our own attempts to grow crops.
Well, Cameron, thanks a lot for sharing your research with us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Cameron Curry is the Ira L. Baldwin Professor of Bacteriology at UW-Madison, a lead researcher in the study of fungus farming ants and their evolution to be successful farmers.